Maud Mandel is the new president of Williams College in Northern Berkshire County. Formerly dean of the college and professor of history and Judaic studies at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, Mandel was named Williams' 18th leader in March. While her tenure at the Williamstown, Massachusetts Liberal Arts College began on July 1st, her official induction is set for today at 4 p.m. Ahead of the ceremony, Mandel spoke with WAMC.
It's really been fun. I moved here on July 1st and have had the chance to spend the summer getting to know faculty, staff, and alumni, and now very happily students as well as they get back to campus. I spend a lot of time talking to folks about their priorities and hopes and what they care about at this school. And of course, it's been a very warm welcome, which has been wonderful.
As far as reaching out to the broader community, are there municipal or community leaders outside of the college that you've begun to create relationships with?
Yeah, we're very interested here at Williams in building connections and relationships with folks in the region. Of course, I'm fairly new myself, so I have yet to spend a lot of time outside of the Williams campus because my priority has been meeting and getting to know folks here. But I'm really looking forward and committed to working with the local community and to building on Williams' past through the Center for Learning in Action and the museum here and other organizations on campus that have built relationships in the community. And I'm planning and hoping, in fact, soon to be able to start visiting other universities and colleges in the region as well.
As far as understanding the needs of the student population, this is an incredibly divisive and vocally political era that we live in. And there's a lot of conversations about divestment from fossil fuels or political expression on campuses. What are you hearing from the students that are coming into Williams, and what do they want from the environment?
Great question. Students are very engaged these days, which is wonderful. They are vested in their institutions being the kinds of places that they can be proud of and that that they believe are committed to the kinds of initiatives that they, too, are committed to. As I mentioned before, students are only just starting to come back, so I haven't had lengthy conversations yet with the incoming class or the folks who've been here. But some of the very issues mentioned I know are on the minds of students, I look forward to talking to them about the wide range of things that's on their minds.
Berkshire County just got through a very divisive and heated district attorney's race, which actually ended up drawing Williams College into the fray. Incumbent DA Paul Coccaviello, in a debate, made some claims about Williams College and its history of sexual assault that were publicly disputed by the director of sexual assault prevention and response at Williams College. As the president, how do you think that was handled? Do you think that those issues were dealt with in a thorough manner?
Well, the specific discussion to which you're referring was through someone who works at Williams who is operating as a private citizen, but also referring to the work that goes on campus around Title IX issues and talking to the DA about the ways in which those cases are prosecuted locally as well. You know, ultimately, it's a question for the voters to decide, to think about the way in which the DA office has pursued its work. Williams obviously works very hard in the arena of Title IX to make sure that we support our students, including and up to referring them for criminal prosecution where that's appropriate, and when, importantly, the complainant wants to take it to that level.
That conversation was continued with a letter to the editor to the Eagle on August 30th, which brought up the Clery Act. It's a federal law requiring colleges to report on-campus crime statistics. And Williams College disclosed in 2017 that in the period of 2014 to 2016, the college had identified 41 credible complaints of rape that had reported to the security office and the police department. It seems like the Berkshire District Attorney's Office in that time only brought one of those cases to prosecution. What do you think led to that discrepancy between the number reported and the number prosecuted?
Well, I can't really speculate on what led to that difference. Only the DA can answer that question. But again, I think, Williams is committed to putting forward the cases where they are credible and appropriate, and when the complainant wants to take it to that level. And it is, then up to the DA to determine from a legal perspective what cases they believe they want to prosecute.
On a larger national level of discussing sexual assault misconduct on campuses, in late August, the New York Times explored new proposals put forward by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos about how colleges should handle those things. And it sort of drastically redefined a long conversation about that on campuses. What was your reaction to those to that revelation?
Yeah, we are operating really in a shifting federal and national set of standards around the question of Title IX that changed pretty dramatically under the Obama administration and now seem to be shifting again under the Trump administration. It's always challenging to operate in a changing policy environment, and institutions, of course, ultimately are required to follow the law. Many of the regulations that come out give schools a fair bit of latitude to determine what is appropriate for their campuses. And Williams has fairly recently updated and strengthened its Title IX support for students. I think we will continue to remain committed to the principles of protecting our students in as robust a way as possible through the Title IX processes. But I should note that all policies should be open on a campus over time to be reevaluated as appropriate and in regular cycles, and I'm sure this one will be too over time.
Williams College is a huge part of Williamstown's infrastructure and a big part of its character. What is your relationship like with the municipality itself and its leaders and its residents?
One of the fun parts about this summer has been starting to get to know folks in town, as well as the students, alumni, faculty, and staff that I mentioned earlier. We have already had some conversations across elected officials here, and I've had the chance to meet folks engaged in running the town in different roles. And of course, Williams partners very actively with the community on all kinds of projects, particularly building projects. We will continue to be actively engaged in that. It is very important that Williams and Williamstown work together as synergistically as possible, and that's a top priority for me.
Student loan debt has been a very large part of a conversation around this generation of college students, and it's really swollen to an enormous amount in the last few decades. What's Williams College's stance on student loan debt and how it affects this generation of students?
Well, I'm proud to say Williams has itself a very long tradition now of robust financial aid and making loans reducing the impact of loans as much as possible on students. So Williams will remain committed to those kinds of financial aid practices, both for our highest need students and for middle income families, and doing what we can to support them. Nationally, of course, this is a huge problem. Insofar as Williams can be helpful in directing conversations about how to reduce student loans throughout the country, of course, I endorse that as well. But most importantly, by supporting our students so that they can graduate with the lowest loan burden possible.
What should we expect from your induction ceremony tomorrow? What's that going to look like?
I'm very excited about it. It's the weather's dropping, so it's going to be a little nippy. Luckily, it looks like no rain, which is good because it's going to it's an outside event after the formal induction, and it's therefore it's with a goal of being inclusive and having as many people as possible in the community be able to participate. So we should have some good dancing and some good food, and I hope a celebratory experience.